Welcome to Creator to Leader. Are you struggling to connect with your ideal customers online? Are you confused about the most effective way to market your business? If you're ready to become the go-to expert in your industry and stand out from the crowd, this podcast is for you. Hey, I'm Eugenia. That's Eugenia in Spanish, but you can call me E. My mission is to help entrepreneurs stand out online so that they can grow their businesses. I do this through comprehensive marketing strategies, impactful content plans, and storytelling leadership. We both know you are running on caffeine and big dreams, so let's dive right in. Welcome back to the Creator to Leader podcast, to this month's espresso episode. This is a monthly series inspired by my deep and loyal love for coffee. These episodes are short tips, ideas, quick tutorials, and are designed to help you market your business online and grow your personal brand. If you're new here, welcome. I am so happy to see you here. And if you've been listening for a while, welcome back. Thank you for joining me another week. And by the way, have you left a review yet? That is the best way to help more people find the show, connect with the content we are bringing you week by week. So for today's espresso episode, we are talking about standing out online, being noticed, not feeling like what you're saying is getting lost in the sea of sameness or thinking that it's a saturated market. But first, we need to define what standing out is not about. So standing out online is not about posting the latest trends or becoming a quote-unquote influencer. And I've said it before, I think that there's such a negative connotation about the word influencer. So I'm not talking about the traditional way of, you know, thinking that your job consists of showing your kids tantrums online and sharing personal details about your shower routine. No. Standing out online is also not about sharing the latest tips and tricks and tutorials in your industry all the time. And yes, I know, here I am in a tactical episode talking about going beyond tactics. So stick with me, please. Everyone who's building a standout personal brand, sure, they might have frameworks, they might have tips, and a lot of them actually might be very academic in the way of presenting information. But being academic and sharing a bunch of how-to content doesn't necessarily make you stand out. It doesn't necessarily build your personal brand. You see, the internet is overflowing with how-to guides and tips, and anyone can search for those. Literally, you can go on Google, you can go on ChatGPT, and you'll get a very decent how-to guide. But those who build a memorable personal brand, they are not really only sharing how-to content. And here's why. Being another generic source of advice doesn't leave a lasting impression, doesn't make people create a relationship with the way you process information, with the way your brain works. So now let's talk about what does make you memorable, and that is your unique perspective. And that's the distinct lens through which you view your industry, your niche, your opinions, your POV. This isn't about what you do, but how you see the world and the problems that you solve. And when I work on this with my clients, part of my program is to help them define their unique vehicle of transformation. And I got this aha moment and this visual once when I was learning from James Wedmore, and he says that your lead magnets should push people closer to your solution. So you shouldn't have a lead magnet that doesn't take them to take the next step of working with you. And that's exactly what your perspective does. It doesn't just attract followers, it cultivates kind of believers in your method. And that's where we enter your unique vehicle of transformation. Once you have your unique perspective, you can then position your unique vehicle of transformation. And let me explain this to you through a visual image that was my aha moment. Imagine there is a person in the ocean, and that is point A. That is your audience's starting point. Then you have this island on the other side, and that's where this person wants to go. That is the end result. That's point B. That is your transformation. So your unique vehicle of transformation then is your unique way of getting this person from their starting point, drowning in the ocean, to their end result, their dream island. And here's where you eliminate the competition, Because sure, many experts might be solving the same problem. That's so true, especially in today's market filled with so many experts, maybe solving similar problems. But you have a unique way, a unique vehicle to provide this transformation. So going back to our ocean example, someone may say that, for example, swimming is the best option. That's the best vehicle of transformation, the best way to get into the island because you get to do some cardio. You get to, you know, relieve your mind while you're swimming. You get to practice and get in shape. By the time you get to the island, you are more trained to survive in the island. Then another person might say, no, you don't have to swim. You're too exhausted from trying to survive. You need to take a boat. And on the boat, you're going to be able to meet with people, relax, maybe have a glass of champagne. And by the time you get to the island, you also enjoyed your scenery. You connected with people, the people you're going to be spending time with in the island. And you're a little relaxed because of your glass of champagne. And finally, a third person might say, actually, no, a helicopter is the fastest, most elevated way to get into that island because you've been swimming for so long, you don't have to or you don't have the energy to start swimming to the island. You don't have the social capacity to be mingling with people or wasting time having champagne. Like literally, you just need to get on the helicopter and be flown to your island as quickly as possible. Like literally, you'll get to climb a ladder, sit down, and within minutes, you will be on the island. So it's not only about the transformation because all of these options, all of these people are taking you from being drowning in the ocean to getting to your dream island. It's about communicating your unique vehicle. So when you define your unique vehicle of transformation, you are defining all the parts of the vehicle, which is your expertise. Your job then, in order to stand out, is to position that unique vehicle as the best way to reach the destination. It's kind of you becoming a lawyer for your methodology. You advocate for your perspective. And your content explores all the different parts, all the different features of that vehicle. Just as I did saying that the boat is so they have, you have the social aspect, you get to have a drink, you get to sit down and relax, and then maybe the helicopter is fast, is more comfortable, you get to have personal space. All of these different options, all of these different vehicles have features, have parts, have benefits, and is your job through your content when you position yourself as an expert to share all of these little all of these features that make your solution so unique. To truly stand out as an entrepreneur online, you need to forget the fluff. Focus on molding your unique perspective into every piece of content you create. Even if you're sharing how-to content, it needs to drive back to your unique perspective, to your unique vehicle of transformation. This is how you're going to elevate your voice from any other voice in the crowd. And you're going to be that leading authority because people like your solution. People have bought into your unique method of transformation. Thank you so much for joining me in this Espresso episode. To dive deeper into this concept of the unique vehicle of transformation, watch a free masterclass on how to stand out from the crowd in the online space without letting go of your authenticity, without having to chase algorithms. Visit masterclass.eugeniawu.com. That's masterclass.eugeniawu.com. I'm going to leave that linked in the show notes of this episode. Remember, in the vast sea of content, your unique perspective is a lighthouse for those looking to get the transformation that you offer in the best, most sustainable, most authentic, most fulfilling, most effective way. I can't wait to see you shine brightly. See you next week. Un beso. I hope you loved this episode. If you connected with the podcast in some way, please rate it and review it on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. That is the number one way you can support the show. And because sharing is caring, share it with a fellow entrepreneur wanting to become a leader, not just a creator. I am so grateful for you. I'd love to hear from you. Shoot me a DM over to @eugenia.wu That's at EUGENIA.WOO. And if you only send me a microphone emoji, I will know that you stayed till the end. Thank you for listening. See you soon.